Good morning. This past week, we had the St. Paul's end of year celebration here in the church. The children in our preschool gathered, and along with family, with parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, siblings, friends, neighbors, gathered here at the church to kind of mark this time, this completion of a year of preschool. And it's always just a wonderful, wonderful time. I look forward to it every year, and actually I get kind of emotional, as do some of the family members as well. It was just a joyous time, and give credit to Brooke and Laura's leadership and all of the teachers of our preschool who just have this special gift of working with these children. Preschool is an interesting kind of experience. It's one of those moments where a child, for perhaps the first time, many times, kind of steps out of that which they're very familiar with, their immediate family. They know who they are, they feel they know who they are, and have ways of relating to one another. And then they come to this experience of preschool. And the first day of preschool is always an interesting one. We actually have teachers on standby for some of the children who it's an emotional thing, and they cry and they don't want their parents to leave. And we assure the parent that we'll nurture them and be with them as the parent drives away. I oftentimes say we should also have teachers available for the parents who also get very emotional when they drop that child off. For some of those parents, it's the first time they've left a child in that kind of a situation. Preschool is a time for children to kind of begin to venture out into this other experience, this way of relating to other people, to develop connections and to learn in some ways how to do that. Greg Boyle, a Jesuit priest from L.A., talks about, he's the founder of what's called Homeboy Industries in L.A. You can look that up. But he talks about, I love this word, it's a word I really care for. There's other words you can use as well. But he talks about the need for us to develop and build kinship. Kinship. Another way of saying that is to build connections, community, relationships. But I like that word, kinship. In many ways, that's what our preschool children are doing. They're exploring, in many ways, this space between them and these others who they've never met. How to move into that space. How to build, they may not use the word kinship, but how to develop connections with these other students in the group. And the teachers are there to help form them in that, to lead them and guide them. You know, assuring them of things they are doing that are engaging and you encourage. There's also things that perhaps they engage with that are not leading to kinship and to guide them in another way, you know, to realize that and recognize that. So a lot that's happening in that experience. Why do I bring this up on the Feast of Pentecost? I'd like to just suggest an image for you. This past week, as I sat here experiencing the children in preschool and thinking about Pentecost, it struck me that, you know, what the children in preschool are beginning to engage with and learn is something that never ends in our lives. And if you reflect on this Feast of Pentecost, we find these followers of Jesus who spent time with Jesus, developing kinship with each other, as well as Jesus modeling what this life can be like, engaging in others. And Jesus has left them, risen from the dead, and the disciples are kind of fearful. They're described as being sort of locked behind locked doors. They're fearful of what to do. How do we do this? How do we go forth? How do we enter into that space? Richard Rohr refers to that space as the gap between us and other. And not just as individuals, but also perhaps as communities. The gap, the space. And yet we're called to enter into that community. Jesus had walked with these followers, these disciples, for a few years. To stretch an image, it was their preschool experience. Jesus is showing them, inviting them to walk with him. Let me show you what it looks like. And affirming and supporting the kinship that they were developing with each other and with others in the community. Jesus also took time to kind of correct. In the garden, Jesus was betrayed. Peter takes out a sword to strike the ear of the soldier. And Jesus says, Peter, you may not have said that with Peter, put the sword away. I'm talking like a preschool teacher. Put the sword away. That's not how we do it. That may not be the exact tone, but that there's that sense of Jesus showing that there's things that build kinship, community, caring, love. There's things that perhaps don't, and modeling that. So these disciples are behind locked doors, hidden away out of fear. And what Pentecost is celebrating is this sense that the Spirit came upon them and they were empowered, strengthened to go forth from that place, to enter into that space that they had hesitated to enter into, to encounter, to engage with others. Richard Rohr suggests that space, that gap, is where the Holy Spirit resides. That space, that gap, is the Holy Spirit calling us, gathering us. I will be with you. I will be with you and strengthen you and empower you as you learn to build this beloved community, learn to develop relationships, learn to develop kinship. I think there's a message in that for us today as we gather for this Feast of Pentecost. There's a lot of gaps in our lives. There's a lot of space in our lives. There's a lot of gaps in our nation right now where people won't enter into that space to develop kinship, but rather retreat to those places. The Holy Spirit calls us forth. How can it call each of us forth into those places that we're afraid of? How can it call us as a community of faith to continue to enter into those spaces? In many ways, some of our ministries already model some of that, entering into new places, new spaces, new gaps, and sometimes, taking that first step and not sure where the next step's going to lead us, but the Spirit is with us. As Richard Rohr suggests, that's where the Spirit is. And so on this feast, let us be invited into those places, those spaces that we're hesitant to step into. Reach out in kinship, to develop community. There was a book written years ago that was called Everything You Needed to Learn, or Everything You Need to Know, You Learned in Kindergarten. I wonder sometimes if everything you need to know, you can learn in preschool. I pray for those children who go forth from this. Some of them will return next year, but some will be going forth into kindergarten, eventually into first grade, elementary school, and onward. And, over the years, I've watched them grow and officiate at their weddings. It's a great journey that they walk. And let us share in that. As we've invited these young children into the ministry of this parish, remember that we are being formed by them as well. And let us model that formation. Let us model that way of kinship, of community. And on this Feast of Pentecost, know that the Spirit is in those places where we've decided to be separate, but the Spirit's there. walk in faith, Jesus will lead us to this new life. Happy Pentecost.